письмо. Follow-up note on patient Umanova, first name Sarah. Sarah was last time seen December 7, 2009. She was evaluated due to possible temporal arthritis as well as arthralgia and the myalgia period. Now she came back, now she's 87 year old and returned to see me mostly due to pain, numbness, weakness, injury both hands. It's been rather gradually progressing. It's affected her sleep. She's waking up around 5 o'clock in the morning. She also lost the muscle bulk in her thinner area and start dropping things easily in the period. She's not using bracing period. Her past medical history are insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus with a recent hemoglobin A1C of 7.7 period. New paragraph. She also have a history of hypertension and coronary artery disease. Her medications, insulin Lentis, 30 units twice a day, Novalac, 20 in the morning, daytime and in the evening, Crestor, 10 milligram at night, furosemide, 40 milligram every other day, potassium, 10 milligram a day, Losartan, 25 milligram half tablet a day, metoprolol, 25 milligram half tablet twice a day, isosorbide, 30 milligram every day, aspirin, 81 milligram a day, and vitamin D, 50,000 units once a month. Period, a new paragraph. Review of system remarkable for degenerative joint disease period. On examination, follow the normal neurologic template except muscular skeletal exam, dramatic atrophy and weakness in the thinner muscles, motor exam, reduced strength in the both Dr. Pulitzer's brevis muscles and opponents OPPO and ES muscles, 4 minus out of 5, sensory exam, reduced sensation in the medial aspects of the both hands, and musculoskeletal exam, positive Tynell sign on both wrists. Impression, severe case of the carpal tunnel syndrome, number 2, history of diabetes mellitus, number 3, history of degenerative joint disease, number next, hypertension, number next, the coronary artery disease. Recommendations, we'll give her prescription to start cock-up wrist bracing use at night, period number 2, imaging of conduction velocity testing in the both upper extremities, number 3, we'll consider cortisone injections and physical therapy for her hands, number next, if her pain persists, might consider referral to hand surgeon, period, signature Alexander Feldman, MD, face-to-face time, 35 minutes.